This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We begin today with the economic news that is going to be top of mind tomorrow. A little thing called CPI, the Consumer Price Index, best known really by its street name, inflation. 8:30 tomorrow morning, Washington time, that is, and this is important, before the opening bell on Wall Street. The good people at the Bureau of Labor Statistics are going to let us know how much consumer prices went up last month. You think back to last week and the market agita we got after news that wages had gone up, thus raising fears of inflation, and you can see why people are going to be paying attention. The thing is, we can measure inflation pretty well, but predicting the darn thing, not so easy. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore gets us going.
You think the weather people have it hard? Try predicting inflation.
It's one of those puzzles that PhD economists at the Federal Reserve have been working on for years and really not getting a whole lot closer to figuring out what makes it tick.
Chris Lowe is chief economist with FTN Financial.
The primary fear is if we don't know where inflation comes from, if we're watching the wrong place, it could sneak up on us.
He says part of the problem is that for a long time, people assumed that there was a simple relationship between unemployment and inflation. If more people have jobs and more people get raises and more people spend their money, wages and prices should go up in the economy.
The problem is, for decades now, we just haven't seen that happen.
In fact, just last year, especially, we didn't see that happen. Unemployment fell and still barely any inflation, and people don't know why.
2017 was a bit of a mystery.
Alan Detmeister used to study inflation at the Fed. Now he's an economist at UBS, and he agrees that the drivers of inflation month to month are murky, but
we have a pretty good idea, kind of in the longer run, what's driving inflation.
You can boil it down, he says.
The main mechanism is the relationship between supply and demand.
Put most simply, people buy more stuff and prices go up. And there's a lot of other stuff, too, that affects prices.
When the dollar falls, this drives up the cost of imported goods. Other supply factors are things like oil prices.
But knowing all these long-term factors doesn't help predict inflation in the short term, which is still hard. The Fed says we're going to inch towards 2% inflation this year. Inflation reports like tomorrow's will start to tell us just how right or wrong the Fed is. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.